In the name of Jesus, amen. Second week of Easter. Yesterday, Thomas, who was with them, he had said, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand in his side, I will not believe." Today, Philip says, "Lord, show us the Father and we shall be satisfied." Sounds reasonable. Whereas Thomas sounds rather crude. "Thrust my hand into his side." Yet Thomas is closer to the heart of things. He speaks specifically of the wounds of Jesus, the evidence that he is surely dead. Crucified. No doubt about that at all. Philip is a bit more sophisticated. He has what you might call a theological approach. He knows about God, evidences and specifications. If God would show, Philip would be in a position to recognize him, check him out, and decide whether the showing was satisfactory or not. So, please, Jesus, show us. Jesus loves Philip too well to let him remain in the position of deciding whether a God showing was satisfactory or not. He pulls Philip closer to himself. "Here, Philip, with me so long. All your criteria for God have only gotten in the way. You have been seeing the Father as surely as you have been seeing me, and not just seeing, but what's more, hearing my words, the Father's words. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me speaks the words." That is how we would expect the statement to go, but it grows in giving more. Where we would expect him to say words again, he says works. Not thereby replacing the words with works, but loading them together. The words do the works. And hence the promise of greater works, as the words will go out into all the world, no longer located at the visible Jesus point. He goes to the Father. "And that is ground for rejoicing," says Jesus. His way to the Father goes the Calvary way. "I do as the Father has commanded me. Then is my Father glorified." The glory spoken of in John 1:14 is revealed on the cross. No one has seen God. The only Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known. If Philip clings to his theological criteria, he will then be left without knowing God, having only a crucified Jesus, a failed Messiah. That he was surely crucified, his wounds are conclusive evidence. Where there is God and his glory? Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand forth and place it in my side, and do not be faithless but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." The one who was crucified, the one with those wounds, is alive, risen. That is the good news of who is Lord and who is God. Doing a resurrection would probably qualify as satisfactory according to Philip's theological criteria. As we continue celebrating our salvation's achievement, tetelestai, through these 40 days of Easter, Sunday's Gospel and today's Gospel will not let us hover about in Philip's Mittelpunkts Dasein, deciding whether this is a satisfactory God-showing or not. His wounds mark him as the crucified. He is the risen one. He is my Lord and my God. Today's epistle pushes aside another criterion. If God lets us suffer, he can't be there because he's not doing what he is there for. Most unsatisfactory. The apostle does not accept the criterion or attempt to show God satisfactory on that basis. Such as, look how Christians prosper when they really, truly, fully give their heart to Jesus. Oh, and money too. The apostle speaks of faith. That sums up our two gospels and today's epistle as well. It all hangs on Jesus. Suffering can free us from any reliance apart from him. Sufferings are not a contradiction of God, not God in Christ. He is for us. Calvary much. We have no criterion according to which we can draw a line for God within the line satisfactory God, outside the line unsatisfactory God. No place where you may be lies beyond the reach of his mercy in suffering. And in our little death, these he uses to bless us. For faith to be genuine, no reliance outside, apart from, or in addition to the one who was crucified for us and rose again, my Lord and my God. Forth in his name we go. Our task is loaded with his name. From that name, the resources for each day's living and praying. In his name, his words and works. His promise, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Forth in his name we go. His words are working always more, greater works. Tomorrow his body and blood given and shed for you. Amen.